We have the documentary producer Taryn Lafar on the line to chat about this film, which will be premiering next week as part of the virtual Sydney Film Festival. Good afternoon, Taryn.
Good afternoon.
Thanks so much
for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER, all the way from WA, I believe.
And that's
it's obviously, you know, you produce this documentary and it's based over in the Kimberley region. So it must
Western Desert.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually the Western Desert.
It feels so far away from here in Sydney to over there. but yeah, have you lived there for a long time? Do you live over there?
No. My cousin Cornell Ozies is the writer director and we're both from the Kimberleys. We're Broome people. But the project was actually filmed and we worked with people in Warrakoona, right. And that's the Western Desert. So that's about 3.5 hours west of Uluru.
Right. There we go.
So, yeah. And the community that we're working with was Warrakoona, and it's the first Indigenous run police station in the country.
It's an amazing story. Now, policing is challenging work and requires community trust, something that, you know, due to a lot of historical injustices and lack of cultural understanding, has contributed to maybe the WA police having a troubled relationship with some remote Indigenous communities. Now, I've seen that a new police commissioner has introduced what is the Indigenous-run police station. Can you tell us about this initiative, the Warrakoona Police Station, and how this move has helped the community?
Absolutely. So in 2017, the WA police initiated the setup of this police station in the Western Desert in Warrakoona, and it was to be run by Indigenous police officers. So Senior Sergeant Revis Ryder and Sergeant Randy Kelly were the officers that sort of started their work in Warrakoona in 2017. And it was really evident when we were there last year in 2019 that this new approach and having Indigenous police officers working within community and with local people was a working approach. It was a working system.
Yeah. So it was sort of results were seen straight away, as in that trust was built with the community, and we found that maybe there was a bit more of sort of listening.
I think there's definitely always a time where you have to, you know, if you're new to that place, and as filmmakers we experience this ourselves, we work on other people's country, that there is definitely a time to develop relationships. I think that going in, though, with a cultural understanding and respect outright, then that puts you in the front foot because people can feel your intention and that you're trying to work with people not necessarily around them or against them. So it's a different mindset, I think, going in. And the fact that Senior Sergeant Revis Ryder and Sergeant Wendy Kelly realised and instigated learning language on their arrival was instrumental in them doing their job and being understood by the community and vice versa. So it's definitely an exchange of a language exchange, which just basically helps create those relationships of trust. Because if you can't communicate, how can you do your work? And how can you address things if there's an issue on that side of things, you know?
Yeah, that's great. Learning the local language, Warrakoona language. What is the language there?
It's Arangu.
Ah, okay.
So the people that live in that area, what are often called, it's a tri-state, Pinjarra land. Mm-hmm. So lots of English is usually the, you know, third, fourth, fifth language for many people in that part of the country.
Yeah.
So it's important to come in with that knowledge. If you come in thinking that English is the first language, then you're missing, you're really putting yourself on the back foot.
For sure.
To not respect that there's a gap there that needs to be addressed.
Another benefit from Senior Sergeant Revis Ryder, who was a coach of the local Warrakoona football team.
Absolutely.
So that's a great thing to have a local Indigenous police officer. Did that help as well in sort of getting to know the community and knowing a lot of people in the town already?
I'm sure that it had a profound impact. Is that, you know, sport in Australia is a language of its own.
Oh yeah.
And I'm a bit more on the art side of the fence, to be honest, between you and I, and the audience. But that was definitely, and because Revis had he was known within the WAFL, West Australian football league here, sort of before it went national. So he was a known football player back in the day.
Right.
So he had a reputation that preceded him as a footballer. And so, of course, he got targeted straight away to be the coach. And really, I'm sure that it helps him grow those. It's part of those. This is sort of the work. It's about community engagement. And you do that in all the ways that you can. And if that includes, working with people in the sports side of things. I mean, I know that Wendy and Revis's wife, Danelle, they used to do movie nights. Yeah. And it's working with community that really creates those relationships of trust and faith.
Speaking of that, Sergeant Wendy Kelly also talked about the need for police to have a relief conversation to bring down the boundaries and make people more comfortable in communicating. Some really good initiatives there, and those efforts, I'm sure, would have built a rapport with the community as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it's basically created templates. For how other parts of the state might want to operate or start thinking about operating in the future. But we're sort of, as filmmakers, hoping that this does have a positive influence on good change around the country. Because obviously, from an Indigenous point of view, or even not, you don't have to be Indigenous to see that there's issues around the whole country. Mm. So it's something that we hope can at least put a bit of, not pressure, but sort of up the ante that there's models that work and maybe we should start looking at them and investigating them a bit more.
It's an interesting time to be bringing out a documentary like this, isn't it? Obviously, we've seen what's been going on in the States, and this has really highlighted Indigenous deaths in custody as well. This is something, obviously, that's been known for a long, long time, but these things get brought to the fore, it seems, when it's international attention. Do you expect that this might be seen in a different light due to the current circumstances?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's a strange position to be in that we're faced with this discrimination and this injustice in America, and we do have a connection to that injustice here in Australia. Mm. So really, it's an opportunity. I see it like the timing ends up being useful for change. At the end, it's about exposing that there are other ways of doing things.
Yeah.
And so really, it's sort of we hope that it sort of puts a bit more emphasis on basically preventing issues in the future. Like there's people are dying and have died.
Yeah.
So it's serious stuff, and we just hope that it has some good influence, and even just to open up people's hearts and minds to the real issues and the challenges. And communication is a big part of what has been some of the problems in the past.
It is, and this looks like a great idea to sort of bridge that divide between the authorities and the public as well, because at a time when there seems to be a lot of tension, I think it's time for everyone to sort of come together and try and work together to solve the problems that we do have.
Very much so. And Chris Dawson, the current Commissioner of the WA Police, I mean, he's publicly issued an apology, and there has been steps, including supporting us to make the or giving us access to make the doco,
right.
Is definitely it's all sort of showing that there's moves in the right direction. From my point of view, that this is starting to be looked at more seriously,
yeah.
And not that it wasn't serious before, mind you, but I think that there's ways that we can actually work together. The film industry and the WA Police. That's something that I probably wouldn't have thought of, in a previous. Previous life,
yeah,
but it's something that works if we can have because it is political, some of what's happening. So if we can work to figure out ways to create change that's effective and meaningful for Indigenous Australians, then that's something that I'm 100% behind.
Definitely using our voices in our arts or whatever platform we might have to help things is always a great thing.
That's right. Food, art,
yep.
Culture,
that's right.
Sport.
How we can do it. Yeah.
Talented.
Yeah, very very exciting as well. Its world premiere is going to be as part of the Sydney Film Festival next week It's, of course, a bit of a different film festival this year, being a lot of online streaming and broadcasts on TV and things like that, but still very, very exciting and a great initiative from the Sydney Film Festival to transform it all into a sort of on-demand service.
It's rather quickly too.
Yeah, very quickly. And also we had to watch it on NITV as part of Colour Grant Presents. This is exciting, on the 22nd of June.
Yes, so at 8:30 on around the country on the Monday, the 22nd of June, Ms. Carla Grant. Yep. That was a bit of a faux pas. I do work with Carla Hart as well. There are two of them, both in the industry. The show is being presented by Ms. Carla Grant, who's obviously one of our most esteemed media people. So that's definitely a privilege, and we're really looking forward to her intro to the film on that Monday night. But yeah, the sneak peek is available through the Sydney Film Festival, and that's the 10th to the 21st. And we're actually up for Best Documentary.
Oh, fantastic!
We're finalists for Best Documentary there as well. That's definitely exciting, but hopefully that means more audience and more people who get to hear the story and hopefully sort of start thinking about, how do we address it from an Australian point of view down in the future.
Yeah, really good. Great stuff. Well done on the documentary, and good luck in the prize at the Film Festival. We'll pop up a link to where you can rent that film through the Film Festival site, which will be happening from next Wednesday. Taryn Lafar, thank you so much for joining us on 2SCR today.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me. Have a great night, everyone.
You too. Cheers.